Today's Shir in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Tainis Daf Ches. We're beginning about 10 lines from the top, Ches Amud Aleph, with the words Rav Omar. In yesterday's Shir, at the end of the Shir, we said that a person should set up his Mishnayis before he really goes and delves into learning the Gemara. We had one opinion said 40 times, one opinion said 24 times, the importance of setting up your learning in order to be able to really understand it properly. Rav Amar, today Rav tells us, again, 10 lines on the top, Ches Amud Aleph, Im ro'isa Talmud shelimudo kosha olav kibarzel. If you see a Talmud, it's just not going so well. It's just very difficult for him. Here the reason is, Bishul Rabo she'eno masbir lo ponim, is because he isn't being in the presence of his Rebbe with sever ponim yofos. His Rebbe, for whatever the reason, doesn't view this Talmud very favorably, and as a result, the Talmud's having a difficult time with the learning. This is the expression, to be makabel somebody, to save upon him yofos, to really be very happy to see him. And for whatever the reason, this Talmud hasn't earned that trust from the Rebbe, and the Rebbe is therefore not teaching him in the same way that the Talmud's able to grasp it, as if the Rebbe had really great save upon him yofos towards this Talmud. And this is based upon the pasuk from, again, Koheles, where it says, Shtemar, v'hu lo ponim kil kal. And he, again, the teacher is not looking at him, the Rebbe is not looking at him with a normal face, not besever ponim yofos, ponim kilkal. Maitekante, what should this Talmud do? He wants to learn. Yarbo lo reim, he should go and ask a lot of his friends, as Rashi says, gather his friends, lofayes hemenu. They should go to the Rebbe and try to understand why the Rebbe is upset with this Talmud. She is bo lo ponim, and therefore the Rebbe will have in the future a much better relationship with this Talmud. So the chavrusas, the tamidim, the other friends of this person who's not having success, should go to the Rebbe and speak to the Rebbe on his behalf. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'chayolim yigaber, that the person will be able to go and be victorious because of the chayolim, the other tamidim that go speak to the Rebbe. The yisro and hachsher chochmah. The pasuk concludes and says, however, it would be much better off in the first place if he didn't get himself into such a situation. It would be much smarter, it would be much more wise if before things got out of the situation to be as it is, before things got so bad, if he had addressed this situation, why the Rebbe doesn't want to teach him so much, if whatever chisaron he had, if he had addressed that up front, that would be much smarter than to wait till it's almost too late to have it addressed and then try to address it. Similarly, Yomar Ravami, Ravami said, "My decision. What does the pasuk mean when it tells us also another pasuk from Koheles, Im Yishol Chanochosh Belo Lochash V'Ein Yisrael L'Balaloshon." So the pasuk tells us that a snake will sometimes go and bite Yishol Chanochosh Belo Lochash. Nobody there is to go. No snake charmer is there to prevent the snake from doing its damage. V'Ein Yisrael L'Balaloshon. The person who could have stopped this, if he doesn't stop it, so then what benefit does he have? If he could have stopped it, but he didn't stop it, so then ein yisaron lebal haloshon, he has no benefit in that he's the bal haloshon, that he could have stopped the snake. He was an expert snake charmer. So what does this mean? How do we darshan this? So Ravami tells us, im ro'isa dor shashamayim mishatchin kinechoshes, if you see a generation in which the sky, the shamayim, are mishatchin kinechoshes, Rashi says, ma'adimim ponov, Kain Rudlaya, which is like an expression that says, either Tosa says it's like a rust, or that the sky is just going to be bare of clouds and it's not going to give rain. So, Mila Horid Talumata, because the sky is this certain color, it's clear that it's not going to rain. That's because there's nobody in this generation that knows how to daven. Rashi says that we're dealing here with Bishul Shein Mispalin Tfilah Belachash. The people don't know how to say the silent Shon Esrei well. They're not davening properly, and therefore that's why it's not raining. That's what Rav Ami darshens this pasuk. What should they do? So they should go to somebody that knows how to daven, and that person should either teach them how to daven, or that person should daven on their behalf. They'll see, as the pasuk says, Yagid Olav Reyo. So their friend, their Reyo, should go and daven upon their behalf, or should teach them how to daven properly. As Rashi says, Yispalu Olav Chaveiro, this friend should daven on your behalf. And this pasuk is dealing with Eov. We're talking about the lack of rain. So therefore, if this person, who's the expert Bal Tfilah, so he will be able to get the rains to come, even though the individual themselves who had davened for it weren't successful. Now we darshan further. It says in this pasuk, "In Yisrael Bal Loshon," that there's no advantage to this snake charmer if he doesn't do what he could do. So what benefit is it? He knows how to do it. So therefore, the Gemara says, "Misha Efshelo Luchosh." If somebody does know how to daven and he doesn't daven, So such a person who wastes his time, he doesn't daven, he really could be an expert davener, and he doesn't. So then, of what benefit is the fact that he could be an expert davener, but he's not? The Gemara continues, that the guy davened, v'lo nene, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not accept his tefillos for whatever the reason. So Maitakante, what do you do in that situation? So again, yelech etzel chosid shebedor. Then you go to the greatest person in the generation, the chosid shebedor. The yirbe olav b'tfila, and he should go and daven on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael, and hopefully his tefillos will be answered. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, vayitzab oleha b'mafgia. Hakadosh Baruch Hu says that the rain should come because of this mafgia. Who's this mafgia? The ein pigia. This mafgia is ela tefila. Is the person who is davening par excellence, the chosid shebedor, the most righteous individual in the generation, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu will listen to his tefillos. Gemara interjects and says, how do we know that this mafgia is a person that knows how to daven? So the Gemara says, ein pigia el tefila, and this lashon of mafgia obviously refers to tefila, as the pasuk in Yirmiyahu tells us, shenemar, v'ato al tispalel b'ado omazeh, you won't daven on behalf of this nation, v'al tisa ba'adom rino tefila, and don't go and daven on the behalf of this rino and tefila, v'al tifga bi, and don't go and daven to me. So therefore, this pasuk in Yirmiyahu clearly shows that tifka is a lashon of tefila. Nu v'imlochash v'also biyado. Nu, they go to this either chosid shebedor or they learn themselves how to properly daven, and Baruch Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers the tefillos and the rains come. V'also biyado, that Baruch Hashem they were successful, and then this person gets a swelled head. Umegiz daidolov, and he says, whoa, I must be really the best thing since sliced bread. And I'm really a chosh of a guy that my tefillos are answered. So that makes the Kosh Baruch Hu even angrier. Maybe af liolam, that brings af is anger into the world. As the pasuk tells us from Iyov, shenemar, mikne af al ola. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be, so to say, kone, he'll have a kinyan with anger because of this ola, because of this person who was megis dato, because he was arrogant, said, whoa, I'm really special, and he thinks that that's why his tefillos are answered, and he gets a swollen head, so therefore, that's not a good idea. And that's going to lead, Rachmona L'Slam, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu getting angry. As Rashi says, Makna afmisha megis daito viola. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be angry at this person who thinks that he is the, you know, the source of all this blessing coming to the world. Alternatively, Rava Amar, Rava says, Shnei Tamidei Chacham Shoshim Birachas. This pasuk is referring to two Tamidei Chacham that are living together in the same city. Yet, they nochin zel azebi alocha, but they don't talk to each other in learning, and they don't paskin together. Each one passes on his own and doesn't talk to the other one. So, miskanin ba'af umalin oso. So they cause HaKadosh Baruch Hu to get angry. They cause this af to appear in the world. Miskanin ba'af. Play on the word miskanin, which means kina. To hear of me make a kinyan. So this brings about a kinyan with af, and it goes on everybody, umalin oso. And this is also based upon this pasuk that we just brought down. Shenemar, mikne af al ola. Because they cause this anger to occur because the two Tamidei Chacham don't speak to each other. Amar Ish Lakish, another way to dash in the pasuk, he says, my dilsiv, what does it mean? Im yishol chanochash below lochash, v'yen yisol ba'aloshon. This pasuk from Koheles, Rish Lakish dashes it the following way. He says, this is a reference to Liolam Haba, Liosud Lovo, miskaptsos uvoz kolachayos etzal anochash. Comes. So all the animals are going to go over to the Nachash and say, what was your modus operandi? We understand the Omer, they can say to the Nachash, Ari Dore Sviyochel, Zev Tore Fiyochel. A lion's hungry, so it goes and catches its prey and it eats it. Zev is hungry, so it goes and rips apart its prey and eats it. But you, Ata, you Nachash, you bite somebody, the snake has poison, the animal dies, do you eat the animal? No, then you crawl away and you eat the dust. What benefit do you get for killing the animals? The Ari, the Zeb, we understand the benefit they get. They're hungry, they eat. But your name is, you kill people, but you don't get any enjoyment out of the killing of the people. What benefit is that? Why did you do that? That's what all the animals are going to tie to the snake. And what's the snake going to respond? He's going to say, I'm no different than the person who speaks Lashon Hara. What benefit did he get from speaking ill about another person? Amalhen, Vein Yisrael about Lashon. This person who spoke Lashon Hara, Reuven speaks Lashon Hara about Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, he just speaks Lashon Hara. He didn't get any benefit from it, yet he killed them by saying the Lashon Hara about them. He caused them to lose a job, he caused them to lose a shidduch, he caused them to have a financial loss. So all sorts of terrible things happen. What did you benefit from it? You didn't get anything from it. So too, the snake will answer them. You explain to me why the Baal Lashon Hara, why he does what he does, and then he'll understand why I do what I do. Rashi adds, and the Bach modifies it a little bit, and Rashi says, Lefikoch mevio HaKadosh Baruch Hu badin. Now he deletes the words, the Bach etzel nochosh. He says, it's just HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's going to bring him, the Baal Masap Loshon Hara, to din. And he's going to say, just like I brought the Nachash to din, I'm bringing you to din. Each of you did something that had no benefit to yourself, but you did something terrible and hurt somebody else. Another statement that we have, Omer Ravami. Ravami tells us the following. Ein tfiloso shel odem nishmas elam kemesim nafshu b'chapo. A person's tfilos won't be answered unless he wears his heart on his sleeve. That's probably where the expression comes from, because it's based upon this pasuk, shenemar nisol v'aveinu el kapayim, that we should lift up our hearts to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with our hands. So you wear your heart on your sleeves. If you daven a true davening, you put your heart in your hands, so to say. So you're davening with tremendous humility, you're davening with tremendous kavana, and you're out there for everybody to see that this is really what you mean. So therefore, such a person, his tefillos will be answered. Mor says, really? Is it so? Ini. Baha, Okim Shmuel Amora Alei. Shmuel set up in the shir that he was giving his Amora. The Amora was like the maturgam and the person that would go and say the shir out loud. So Shmuel told it to this Amora, and the Amora would tell it to the people at large, the Darish. And he said the following drasha, which seems to go against what Ravami just said. Ravami just said only a true, sincere, humble tefillah is accepted. Nisol v'aveinu kapayim. And yet Shmuel darsh, and then he said, no, even if you don't daven a sincere, true tefillah, even if ayifatu b'fiyah, brings down the pasuk on Tehillim that says that they seduced HaKadosh Baruch Hu with their mouths. They gave like a tefillah without real meaning behind it. And they lied to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with their tefillahs. They didn't mean what they said. And they really didn't believe in what they were davening. And they weren't really going to be ma'aminim in the bris between Klai Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nevertheless, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgive them. So how can you, Rav Ami, say that only sincere tefillos are accepted? Here you see the Shmuel Darsh in this pasuk can tell him to say even insincere tefillos are accepted. Shmuel says, Lo kasha, there's no steer over here. Sometimes even insincere tefillos are accepted. Kan b'yochid, kan b'tzibur. It depends. By an individual, so you don't have the power of the tzibur behind you, so then your insincere tefillos are not accepted. But when you're davening in a tzibur, I always say, heard from a mnemonic from a rabbein, that the tzadi stands for tzadik, the bay stands for benini, and the vav and the resh, u rishoyim, they all make up a tzibur. A person should try to daven with all the fellow people in Klai Yisrael. And this way, you make a tzibur, and even the person who's weak, even the person who's insincere tefillos, will be accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It all goes up together, so to say. So therefore, when Shmuel said that even an insincere tefillah can be accepted, he's referring to the tzibur. And when Rav Ami said that an insincere tefillah is not accepted, only sincere tefillos are accepted, he's talking about an individual. And if I understand the Rebbeinu Gershom correctly, he says that the tzibur is vayifatuhu b'fihem, with all of their mouths, that's the rabbim, and that is accepted, as Shmuel said. Rebbeinu Gershom also says that the yochid is nisa livaveinu, so it seems to imply also, let us lift up our hearts, but it must be talking about the individual. And therefore, the individual says, I lift up my heart to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only if he does it with sincerity, is his tefillah answered. Another thing that Rav Ami said, the Omer Rav Ami, another statement from Rav Ami, the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends down the rain is because there are righteous individuals that believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they deal honestly in the business world. They're called Balei Amona. And this is based upon a pasuk that we have also from Tehillim where it says, Shenemar, Emes me'eretz titzmoch b'tzedek mishamayim nishkof. If you deal with Emes on this world, if you have over here emes in this world, may eretz titzmach, the ground will grow, the produce will come out, the tzedek mishamayim nishkof, and the tzedek from shemayim, the rains from shemayim, will come down. So therefore, if a person deals honestly on this world, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the rains from shemayim. V'yom Rav Ami, another statement that Rav Ami made, Borei, come and see. Kamo gedolim bali amona, how great are these people that deal with erlichkeit in their work? Minayin, how do we know this? Michulda ubor, from the famous story of the Chulda and the Bar, which I'll tell you in a moment. And it says in this story, Uma hamamin b'chulda bar kach, because they listened in this story to the Chulda and the Bar. We'll see in the story in a second. So they believed in the Chulda and the Bar. So how much more so? Hamamin b'kodesh baruch hu, alachas kama v'kama. If you listen to the Chulda and the Bar in this story, then certainly, if you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu to act erlichly, so then how much more so will you be rewarded? Now, what is the story of the Chul and the Bor? So we have it both in Rashi, but we have a little bit more expansive version of it in Tosos. So we'll read it from Tosos instead of from Rashi. And again, that goes along with this Masechta, that the Rashis, according to the Maariv Tzchias, are not necessarily the classical Rashi. It may be one of his children or descendants, grandchildren, that were the authors of this Perish or his sons-in-law. And in any event, the Tosos here is a very often an explanatory Tosos, and he just adds on to what Rashi has. He clearly didn't have this Rashis in front of him. So Tosos says, Maisa hoya binara achas, there once was a young lady, she was going home to her father's house. There was a pit in the ground, the nofla, and she fell into the pit. And a young man came along, and he said, I will get you out of there, but I want you to marry me. And she told him, yes, hein, I will marry you. And they swore to each other that they would each marry each other. They were yet not of their age of marriage, so they would wait a little bit of time, and then they would get married. So they swore to each other. The man said, I won't marry another woman. The woman said, I won't marry another man. They said to each other, who's going to be the witnesses to our Shavuah? There was a chuldo, a weasel, that was going in front of the bar and the bar itself. And the man and the woman said to each other, Elu Shnayim, the bar and the chuldo, you ate the menenu. They'll be the witnesses for our pact that we will get married to each other. No, they went on their lives. They went on their ways. This young lady, this Nara, she fulfilled her shvua, and she did not marry anybody else. However, the guy who nasa isha acheres, he forgot about his shvua, and he went and married another woman, and they had a child, the yolda bein. And what happened to this child? Nebuch, boss chulda, a weasel came, v'nishchaso umeis. He bit this child, this little baby, and Nebuch, the baby died. Then they had a second child, the older little Bain Shani. This woman had another son, the Nafal Abar Umes, and somehow this young baby fell into a pit and died. Now this woman said, it's very strange, Amalo Ishto, the wife of this man who had made the previous shua to marry the other woman, but forgot about it. He said, Maza Maisa Shigilano, Shlokishar Bnei Adam. What happened over here that we had two children die in such an unusual way, as Rashi has the law shown over here, that it was a misa mishuna, that they should die in such an unusual way. And therefore, something is up. And that reminded this husband of his shvua, niskar shvua. V'sipar l'ishto, kol ha'maisa, and he told his wife, what happened 5 years ago, whenever it was, I met this girl, she was in a pit, and I promised I'd marry her, and I married you instead. So this wise wife said, Armelo, imkein chazor v'kachana. So divorce me and go and marry her. Because of laget, he in fact did that. He wrote her a get. And he went back to marry that girl that had fallen into the pit years ago, who remained a basula. She remained waiting for him to marry her. Behind the Amri Haman, that's what it means over here. Haman in Bebar v'chulda, the one who believes in the bar and the chulda, shemido edusa, that their edus, so to say, came true. So too, if you trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's kama v'kama, that everything will work out well. Our Rabbi Yochanan, the continues, says, Rabbi Yochanan tells us, kol ha-matzdik, atzmo milamato, if a person is medaktik, Rashi says this lashon of matzdik atzmo is shemachshir umekashit maisav. He's very careful with his actions on this world. He's very careful to do things right on this world. So matzdikin alav hadin milamala. So they'll judge him very, very strictly in Shemayim. Rashi says medaktik in imo afilu kaklud asar, who'll be judged with a hairbreadth. He'll be judged very, very carefully. Yoser more so mishilu mekalkubasav, if he didn't have such stellar midos. And the reason for this is kedei lamare kavanosav. This way, he will be cleansed in this world. He'll be judged very strictly in this world, but he'll have all his reward in the world to come. And this is based upon the pasuk shneamar ms meretz titzmach. This pasuk we just brought down from Tehillim a few minutes ago. This is the way Rav Yochanan darshens it, and he says that the ms will come out of the ground, but in the future, if it's tzedek mishamayim nishkof, he will be in the world to come. He'll have everything very good. I learn out the same drasha from the following pasuk. This is a pasuk also from Tehillim, where it says, according to your fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, evrosecha will be your evra, will be your anger. Rashi explains, Al mi shehu yorei osach, ato machzik evrosecha. Because you fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will cleanse you. He'll get rid of your sins, and therefore, everything will be good for you in the future. Rashi says the pshat of the mikra is miodea oz apecha, miodea oz v'koach limtzo oso lonos miponecha biyom apecha. A person who truly knows HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be terrified of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry because of our sins that we have done. Reish Lakish says the same drasha from a different pasuk. Reish Lakish Amar Mehocha. I learned it out from the following pasuk from Yeshaya. It says, Pogato es sos v'osei tzedek bidrochecha yiskirucha. If you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, punish Pogato as those that are sos v'osei tzedek, those that are happy and do your will, they're righteous individuals, osei tzedek, eventually, bidrochecha yiskirucha, they will eventually remember this and they'll remember you in a very positive way. Because they saw that you were angry at them because they did Averos, but then, Bohem Olam Vinivoshea, that's only in this world, but in the Olam HaEmes, they will be saved. So all of them are saying the same idea. HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes the tzaddikim in this world to save all their reward in the world to come. Finally, Amar Yishuv and Levi, Kol HaSameach B'Yisurim Shabar Nolav, if a person is happy and content, so to say, with the Yisurim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings them on in this world, maybe Yeshua Olam. That will bring a great Yeshua, a great salvation to the entire world. And this is also based upon this pasuk, Shenemar, Bohem Olam V'Nivosheya. Because of these tzaddikim that suffer in this world, so then the world will be saved. On Reish Lakish, the Reish Lakish darshan the following. Ma'idusiv, what does the pasuk mean when it says, V'yatzaris ha-shamayim v'lo yamotor? So what does this pasuk in Shema mean? So he says, V'shosh ha-shamayim netzorim. Milahorid. Now the Gersa that we have is Tal Motor. On the side it says it should only be Motor because Tal never stops. So in the simple understanding of this is, when it is in the sky that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'shoah, the Shah Shamayim, Netzar, that the rains aren't coming from Shamayim. Others say, no, it's even talking about the Tal, that sometimes the Tal is stopped. We said the Tal Shel Bracha is stopped, albeit Tal itself is never totally stopped. So then they do keep the Gersa Tal Motor. In any event, when the rains don't come and the Tal of Bracha doesn't come, so that's Dome Le'isha, Shemachabeles, Ve'eno Yoledes. That's a woman who's Bechevle Leida, Mechaveles. She's in the Chevle Leida, she's in the birth pangs, but isn't able to give birth. Rashi says, the Chevle Leida of the woman, Afa Shemayim, Osenkain. It's like the scows are the clouds and the sky is pregnant. There's lots of clouds there. Nevertheless, it's Kashal Olam. It's very difficult for the world that the rains don't come. So this woman who's trying to give birth but can't, the clouds that are trying to give birth to their rain that can't, so that's what Reish Lakish is darshaning over here. And it says, behind the Dome of Reish Lakish, Mishum Bar Kapara, Reish Lakish darshaned this in the name of Bar Kapara. Nemrat Zira B'Gishamim, it says that sometimes the rains will be withheld. And the Nemrat Zira B'Yishin, it says that the woman will have the Chevli Leida and she can't give birth easily. And return to Chesam Ubeis. So Nemrat Zira B'Yisha, first darshan, the second thing that it said that we find that a woman is sometimes considered to be withheld from giving birth based upon the pasuk shenemar ki otzor otzar Hashem biad korechem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't allow any of Abimelech's household to get pregnant. Everybody in Abimelech's house, when he took Sarah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that nobody in your house will give birth because of what you did to Sarah. So otzor otzar Hashem biad korechem. So we see this concept of not allowing, withholding a woman from going into labor. And sometimes it says that the rains will be withheld as well. The pasuk says, so we see this similar connection between withholding the childbirth from occurring and withholding the rain from occurring. And furthermore, it says, it says both the usage of leida by a woman, of course, and it also says leida even by gishamim. What does it say by a woman? The pasuk says, we have this all over the place, that a woman gives birth. It says a similar lashon by gishamim. Where does it say that? We have the pasuk, we said from the Haftorah, the read on a tainis. So in Yeshayi it says, that the ground will become giving birth, so to say, and it will sprout. And likewise, Nemar Pekida B'Yishav and Nemar Pekida B'Gishamim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers the woman, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers the rains. Nemar Pekida B'Yishav, it says the Lashon of Pekida by women when it says, Dechsev, Hashem Pakad Esar, Hashem remembered Sarah and gave her a child. Nemar Pekida B'Gishamim, so too, Hashem will remember that we need the rains, Dechsev, Pakad Eto Ha'oretz V'Teshokekeha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers the land that it needs rain, and he will water the land. So this pasuk from Tehillim is, again, the third in this series of ideas, that there's a withholding of the labor, there's a withholding of the actual childbirth, and then there's the remembering and allowing it to occur. Now this pasuk in Tehillim continues, and it says, Rabas Tashrena Peleg Elokim Molei Mayim. Where will this rain come from? HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring it down from this area in Shemayim that's Molei Mayim. What does this exactly mean? Mari says, my peleg, Rashi explains it's peleg is a brecha. What is this pool of water in Shemayim that we're talking about? My peleg elokim mole mayim. So Tana, we learn in the Braisa, it means kimin kuba. Rashi says a kuba is ohel mole mayim. It's a room filled, a tent filled with water. Kuba, yesh barkia. There is this pool or this place in Shemayim that's filled with water. Shemimena gishamim yotzim. And that's the source of all the rains from Shemayim coming down. Now we dash in another pasuk from Eov, a little background over here, that this pasuk is referring to the malach hamemune al geshamim. Kosh Baruch Hu has sometimes a malach in charge of the rains. And it says in Eov, earlier in Eov, v'hu misibos mishapech betach pulosov falom. Kol she yitzavim apnei sevel orzo. What does this mean? It means that this malach, this memune al geshamim, is mishapech, he moves about, according to the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to bring the rains or not bring the rains in the most proper way or in a less proper way. And now we can understand the pasuk, which now tells us, Amar Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni, Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni says, what does this pasuk mean in Eov, which says, Im l'shevet, im l'artzo, im l'chesed, yam tzeyu. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the rains, l'shevet, as a punishment, shevet is a stick, and he gives you a patch. Sometimes he brings it l'artzo, on the land, and sometimes he brings it l'chesed, it's a kindness. So which way does HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes bring the rains? Via this malach in charge over here, sometimes he brings it in a positive way, sometimes in a negative way, sometimes in a neutral way. Similar shaved, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu had decreed that there's going to in fact be a torrential downpour that's going to wipe away everything, similar shaved, but nevertheless, if the people do tshuva, then he'll bring it baharim ubigvos. This malach hamamuna will fulfill God's will by bringing this torrential downpour in the mountains, in the hilly areas, where this torrential downpour will not do any harm. Im lechesed, the end of the pasuk says, Im lechesed yam tziyayu. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to go and bring it for chesed, so then, yam tziyayu, then he will bring it li'artso bisados uvikram. He'll bring it into the land, into the places where it will most benefit from the rain. That's a simple reading of this. However, most of the Mefarshim say that that's the incorrect reading. And they say that im lechesed yam tziyayu, period. And that la'artzo is a third category. As I mentioned, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes brings the rain in a very positive way, sometimes in a negative way, and sometimes in a neutral way. So the more correct way to learn this probably is that im lechesed, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to bring the rain in the most beneficial way, yam tziyayu, he'll find the go and right place to go and bring the rain. And if it's a neutral situation, the people aren't necessarily very good, and not necessarily bad, then the Yartzo, he'll bring down the rain in the normal way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Teva, besod dusavakrum, and the rain will come down onto the fields and onto the vineyards, and it will just come the way it is coming. And labdavka will be necessarily good, labdavka will be necessarily bad, but it won't be lechesed, it won't be in the most perfect way. Now, in the Defus Yad over here, they have dover acher, they have a second way to understand this pasuk, davar acher im l'sheve. If it's coming to be as a punishment, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring it down on the rains if the people do tshuva. Im liartzo, it was supposed to come just around the regular way that the teva comes. So then l'zorim, then it will go and it will be regular water for the zorim, for the various growths. But im l'chesed yam tziyayu, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to bring it for chesed, so then not only will it go and satisfy the needs of the produce, but they'll have extra water to put in the boros, shichin u'maros. There'll be so much rain that there'll be a plenty of rain. That's when it falls l'chesed. Gemara tells us, b'mei Rab Shmuel bar Nachmeni have a kafna u'mosana. During the days of Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Nebuch, there were two terrible things going on. One, there was a famine, and two, there was also a killing disease. It was a pandemic, and Rachmona Litzlan, people were dying. That's Mosana. There was a terrible plague going on. So they had a pandemic, and they had a famine. So Amri, they said, what should we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to stop? Hechi Navit. How can we possibly ask for both to stop? Nibai Rachmei Atarte, to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to please have mercy on us for both of them, doesn't work that way. Rashi says, Lo bo'inan Rachmei Ahadodi, as we'll see in a moment, Kidlekamon, the Gemara will explain why you can't ask for two things. So therefore, Lo Efsha, that we can't ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to stop both the famine and the plague. So therefore, they said, Elo Liboy Rachmei Amosana, let's ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to stop the plague, and somehow we'll manage with the famine, the Kafna Nisbol, and we'll manage somehow to get through the famine. The plague's going to kill us. The famine is just going to make us very hungry, and it'll be very difficult, but we'll survive, hopefully. So that's what the people were thinking. However, Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni, Amalu Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni, he said to them, no, I got a better idea. Niboy Rachmei Akafna, go and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take away the famine. And when he does that, the kiyod rachmona sova, and when he takes away the famine and he provides everybody with food, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't waste his time, so to say, to supply us with food and have us then die from the pandemic. So if he gives us food, he stops the famine, he'll do it because he wants us to live. And once he wants us to live, then he'll also stop the plague. He'll stop the pandemic. As the Pasuk tells us in Tehillim, in Ashrei, Tehillo David, it says, Poseach es yodech umasbiyah lechol chai ratzon. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is masbiyah you, so that it also brings life. More in Brachos and other places tells us that a person says this with Kavanah three times a day. We say it twice in Shacharis, in the Pesuk of the Zimra, as well as in the Uvalu Tzion part of the davening after the Shemoneh Esrei, and by Mincha time. So if a person says Ashrei three times a day, he's guaranteed to be a Ben Olam Haba. And the understanding behind this is because if you believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the sole supplier of everything that you need, so then you're never going to cheat, you're never going to steal, you're never going to commit any immoralities, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will supply you with everything that you need. Such a person who believes this and says it three times a day and carries it out all his life, guaranteed, muftach shehu ben olam haba. That Gemara says, how do we know that you can't daven for two things? We just said before that the people knew that you can't daven for both the kafna to go away, the famine to go away, and the plague to go away. Why not? I mean, all in delo matzalina atarti. Gemara says, how do we know that you can't daven for both of them? So the Gemara says, dechsev, because the pasuk in Ezra tells us, v'netzuma v'nevaksha me'elokeinu al zos. So the people, they fasted, the tzom, v'nevaksha, and they begged HaKadosh Baruch Hu al zos. Rashi says, for this one thing, al zos, only on this, al choda, mashal v'yezra. It's only one thing that they asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu for help with. Miklal, implication being, the Iko Achriti, there was something else that they did not ask for, they didn't daven for at this point in time, because the word Zos means one thing. And similarly, in Eretz Yisrael, B'marava, Amri Mishmei, the Rav Chagai, they said over the name of Rav Chagai, Mehoch, from this following Pasuk. This Pasuk is from Daniel. And this Pasuk tells us, V'rachamin limiboye min kodom elo shmaya al rozo dino. They were going to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for mercy, al rozo dino, on this secret, specifically, only this secret. Rashi says, B'Daniel, it's a Pasuk from Daniel. Implication being, again, Miklal, the Iko Achriti, that there was another secret that they weren't going to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu about right now. And that's what we see from both of these two sources, in Ezra and Daniel, that you can't ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for two things at the same time. Gemara tells us a story, Bimei Rabbi Zera, Gozer Gezera, during the days of Rabbi Zera, the evil government, they decreed a horrible decree of Shmad. That's the way the Marsha understands it. That first they decreed this horrible decree, and then, in addition, the Gozer, another decree, the Lo Lemesa Betanisa, that they didn't allow the Jews to go and fast. They said, when the Jews fast, so they were going to ask for all sorts of things, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will answer them. So they said, no fast. The Jews can't go and fast. So Rav Zera said, I have a great Eitza. Nekable Ilavon, let us go and accept the tainus upon ourselves, which we're not allowed to right now because the goyim are going to force us not to do this. Nu, ulchibata la gzeira, when their gzeira is ultimately nullified and we are allowed to have a tainus, leisrei, then the tainus will take effect. So right now we're saying we're going to take upon ourselves a fast, and just the action of agreeing to take upon ourselves a fast, that will help us out, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will abolish the evil decrees of Shmad that this evil government has decreed upon us. So the people said, Amri Leh to Rav Zera, Minolacha, how do you know that just by our saying we'll take upon ourselves a fast, without actually doing the fast, will we be saved? So Amri Leh says, Beferish Pasuk, says a Pasuk in Daniel, says, Dechsev, Vayomer Eli, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Daniel, Al Tira Daniel, don't be afraid Daniel, Kimin Hayom HaRishon, Asher Nosato Ez Libcha Lohovin Ulisanos Lifnei Elokecha, Nishmud Varecha. The Malach tells Daniel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that from the first moment that you said, you put it into your heart, Nasata Libecha, and you understood that you're going to fast before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, you in your mind accepted upon yourself this tainus. Immediately I answered already your request. So too, that's where Rav Zera says from this Pasuk of Daniel, you have it beferish that if a person takes upon himself good things, HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers them as if they're already done. A machshava, a good machshava, can always be considered as if it's done. If an onus comes along, if some circumstance comes up that you're not able to get to shul, but you tried to get to shul, so you consider it as if you dive into the minyan. As opposed to a machshava l'ra, if your person says, I'm going to do this aveira, so then it doesn't count until the Rachman al-Islam does the aveira. Rav Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak says, "Afilu shanim kishne Eliyahu, the yardu gisham be'arvi shabasos enon elo simin klala." If you have years of terrible famine, like there were during the 3 years that Eliyahu stopped the rain from coming, and the people were desperate for rain, so he says, even when people are so desperate for rain, if yardu gisham be'arvi shabasos, if rain comes on Erev Shabbos when everybody's rushing to the market back and forth, and it's going to make things muddy and it's going to mess things up. Even though you need rain desperately, if that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the rains, it's a sign of klala from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is not happy with us. And Hainu Yoma Rabba Bar Shila, that's what Rabba Bar Shila said. Kasha Yoma Dimitra, that the day that the rain comes is bad, Kiyoma Dedina, like a bad judgment day. Like if a person has to go to be judged, it's a terrible day for that person. He's on trial, so it's a terrible day for the person. So too is a rainy day, because it messes up the entire world. Rabbeima says, rain is necessary for the world. We have an agronomy, agricultural society, so obviously you need the rain. He says, if it wasn't for the fact that we needed the rain, we would all be diving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to get rid of the rain, because it disturbs us tremendously. It messes up the roads, messes up the traffic, it messes up everything when you have a rainy day. And therefore, we would actually daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should take the rain away if Nebuch, we didn't need the rain so badly. Another statement that Rav Yitzchak made, Yom Rav Yitzchak, Shemesh b'Shabbos, when it's a nice shiny day on Shabbos, a sunny day on Shabbos, Tzedakol Aniyim. That's a very good thing for the Aniyim. Why is that? So Rashi brings down that the Aniyim benefit greatly from the sun. Shemis adnin ba v'noach lehem yom barur u'mischanin ba v'yom atzina. So on a nice clear day, it warms them up, and on a cold day, it keeps it nice and warm as well. Elsewhere, the Gemara tells us that poor people, when they suddenly eat very rich food, like they're poor all week and they don't eat much good food, and then on Shabbos, they suddenly have a lot of good food, so the sun can be marpe them. They'll have otherwise intestinal problems, and the sun protects them. And that's based upon this pasuk, Shenemar, Bezor cholachem yirei shmi, those that fear me, the sun will shine upon them, Shemesh tzedaka umarpe, and the sun will be for them as a righteous thing for them, a good thing for them, and it will heal them. That's what this pasuk in Malachi means. Another statement from Rabbi Yitzchak, Yom Rabbi Yitzchak, God lo yom gishomim, sha'afilu pruto shebekis misbareches bo, how great it is when it rains, that even something that has nothing to do with the rain, like a penny in your pocket, will somehow get a bracha because of the rain. Shenemar, this is also based upon the pasuk, which says, laseis mitar artzucho bito, ulavrech eis kol masi adecha. When a kol shmoke rains the rains, it will benefit everything in your possession, even things that have nothing to do with the rain. So the understanding behind this is because the rains bring about such a plenty that all the prices go down. So therefore, the money that you have in your pocket will now be able to purchase much more. Because let's say before it used to be, you could get a bushel of wheat for a dollar. So now there's such a plenty of wheat. So now you can get 2 bushels of wheat for a dollar. So therefore, the penny in your pocket was mizbarech because it now can purchase much more. Your buying power from your money is worth more, even though the rains obviously didn't impact directly the penny in your pocket. The Rav Yitzchak, another statement from Rav Yitzchak, Ein ha-bracha mitzuya ela b'dover ha-samu min ha-ayin, that if you want bracha to take effect on something, it has to be hidden from the eye. It can't be out in the public. In other words, if you know you have $10, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't make that suddenly be $20. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't make nisim nigla. He doesn't make outright miracles. So if you don't know you have $10 in your pocket, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can make it a $20 bill. But bracha only will be mitzi on something that is samu min ha-ayin. It's hidden from the eye. And this is based upon the pasuk, Yitzav Hashem itcha es haberacha ba'asomecha. And we dash in that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you bracha only ba'asomecha. A play on the word somuy mino ayin. Now, Tanav Rabbi Shmuel, they learned the base medrash of Rabbi Shmuel, similar idea, ein habracha metzuya ela b'dover she'eino ayin sholetes bo, that bracha can only take effect on something that the eye doesn't see. Because if the eye sees it, then how can you make it multiply? If you have 5 apples in front of you, it can't suddenly be 10 apples. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't make it nes nigla. But if you don't know how many apples you have, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can make it, suddenly you have 10 apples instead of 5. Again, based upon this pasuk, Shneamar, Yitzav Hashem itcho es habracha ba'asamecha, hidden away, something that the eye can't see. Rabbi Yitzchak and the Beis Medrash Rabbi Shmuel, they said the same idea. Similarly, Tana Rabbanan will learn the following b'raisa, ha'nichnas lo modes grono, if a person goes in to measure his otsar, his goren, his silo, so he says as follows, before he measures it, omer, yiratzom milfanech Hashem elokeinu, shetishlach brochem masi adenu. Kodesh Baruch Hu, please let it be plentiful. Now, before you count, you can answer Kodesh Baruch Hu to make it much more than it really is. Hitzchulamah, but once you start actually counting it out, then now you make the bracha. Rashi says, "Vushemu Malchus." Oh, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Hasholeach Bracha Bakriya Zeh. Thank you, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, for sending your bracha, your blessings down on this pile, bakri, on this pile of produce. However, Mordat V'Achakach Berich. But if you measured it and then you make the bracha, that's called Harezu Tfilas Shav. That is a wasted tefillah, a tefillah shav, a tefillah that can't take effect. You're not allowed to daven for something. You have a $10 bill in front of you. You're not allowed to daven that $10 bill should turn into a $20 bill. That's a tefillah shav. Why? L'fishena bracha metzuya. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't make bracha appear, so to say, on something that's already counted and identified. Lo b'davar hashokul, not for something that's weighed. You have 2 pounds of meat in front of you. You can't say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please make it 4 pounds of meat. Lo b'davar hamadud, and that's something that's been measured. I have, you know, a yard of cloth over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, make it 2 yards of cloth. It doesn't work that way. Lo b'davar hamani, I have a dozen eggs here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, make it 2 dozen eggs. The only time bracha can take effect, the Kosh Baruch Hu can be asked to make it more plentiful, is if you don't know what's there. Davar hasomer min ha'ayin. Now we have a siman. It's always a school to say over the simanim. The siman that we have it is kibbutz gayosos tzedakah. We have the word maisa. However, we'll see that it should be maaser, parnos, and this is a siman. Each of these is the Rashi tables for an upcoming comment. So we start off with Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan tells us, that's the mnemonic, the simon, kibbutz. So he says that as great as the day of Gishomim is, it's like the day of kibbutz golios, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will gather in all the exiles. Shenema, as the Pasuk in Tehillim tells us, Shuvo Hashem Eshivi Seinu Kafikim Banegev. Right, from the Shir HaMalos that we say every Shabbos. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you return the Shivi Seinu, all the people that have been exiled, it will be ka'afikim, will be like the clouds that appear by Negev. Ve'en afikim el motor. And the afikim represent the clouds, that represents the rain. Shenemar, ve'yiro afike yom. And the rain, the waters, the afikim in the yam appeared. So this means over here that afikim is a reference to water. So when it said ka'afikim by Negev, it meant like the rain coming down in the desert, and therefore it refers to afikim refers to rain. Second simon was gayosos. So Rav Yochanan, yom hagishamim shapilu gayosos poskos bo, that great is the day that it comes to rain, that even the legions, the troops, are stopped by rain. As the Pasuk in Tehillim says, shenemar tilomel ravei nacheis kidudel. We had this a couple of days ago. Kosh Baruch Hu brings down the rain with plenty, and nacheis kidudel, and all the troops have to stop. They have to rest. Even the marauding troops, will be stopped by a significant rainfall. The third of the mnemonics, it's Stokah, Vemer Yochanan, and Agoshom and Netzarim, Elabishul, Postgate, Stokah, Barabim. Hakosh Baruch Hu stops the rain from coming because people make pledges in public. They announce a shul, I'm giving $1,000 to Stokah, and they don't fulfill their pledge. So this is analogous to the idea that Hakosh Baruch Hu says, you make pledges and don't fulfill them, I'll bring clouds, but I won't fulfill my pledge to bring the rain. So therefore, Shenemar, that's what the pasuk means. The siyim, there'll be clouds, the ruach, and the wind, the geshem oyim, but no rain. Because that's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, I made a pledge to bring you, but you didn't fulfill your pledges, so I'm not going to fulfill my pledge. Ish mishalel b'mata shoker. Because you are going and making these false claims that you're going to give tzedakah, and you don't give it, so then I will not give you the rain as well. The fourth word in the mnemonic that we had, the simon, was we had maise, but it should be maser. From Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan tells us this one as well. All of these are Rav Yochanan. My deceive, what does the pasuk mean? We turn to Tesamud Aleph. The pasuk from the end of Re'eh tells us aser ti aser. We potentially lay in this pasuk when we say yiskor and we want to give tzedakah. So it tells us this idea of aser ti aser, that a person should be aser, go and take tumas and maisos. In order, bishvil shetis asher, when you go and give your trumas and maisos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make you very wealthy. Now, I'm going to stop over here because there's a Tosos here that I want to do in some detail, and we'll let the continuation of this Gemara continue tomorrow. The Tosos brings down here a very, very famous maisa, and it begins right next to where the Rabbeinu Chananel starts in Tosos, a line below that. And it says, Umaisa b'adam echol shoya osher, was a very wealthy person. Vayelo sodeh, she also saw elef kor, and his field made 1,000 kor. Kor is 30 saw, a huge amount of produce from this field. Vayelo osher, this very rich man, no tel kuf kurin. He would take his meiser, his one-tenth, his 100 kurin from the 1,000 kurin that was produced, the one-tenth, la meiser, would religiously always give his meiser. U'mafrish kol shana v'shana, he did this every single year for his whole life. And now, to the ends of his life, kishukol l'mus, he was going to die. Called it his son, Karl of Nova, Amalo, Vini, Dash, Sadazu Shani Morislach. This field that I'm giving to you as an inheritance, Osa Bechol Shana Vishana Elef Kurin. It gives 1,000 kur every year. Hizar, be very careful, Shetafrish Kuf Kurin, that you should go and take off 100 kur each year for Meiser. Kasher Osisi, just like I did. Umeis Osoish. And then the man passed away, and his son took over. The son took over. The first year, he did exactly what his father said. He also saw the Elef Kurin, and the first year, he gave 1,000 kurin and kasher hayo osa chayav like he did every year in the lifetime of his father, and he took off the 100 mimena, hifefish mimena, kuf kurin every year just like his father did. He did that first year. Next year he said, "Hey, wait a second, that's a lot of produce to give to the Levi." So the next year, bishon shnia nistakel roha ben shemaiser dover gadol. It's a tremendous amount that I'm giving away. My hard work. Yomer, and he said, "I'm not going to give it." Shelo yafrish. There are other midrashim that say, so the next year it only made 900, so he said, well, I'm not giving that 90 this year, because my field went down. 800, 700, 600, finally the field produced. L'shon acheres, nismato hasod v'lo aso kiyem meya kurim. This field that religiously always produced 1,000 kur, now only produced 100 kur. Nitzdarilov, and he was very upset about this. V'shamu krovav, his relatives heard, shekach miyit, that his field had gone down from 1,000 to producing only 100. V'lo hifrish meiser, and they knew that it was because he didn't bring meiser. So they all came to him, all dressed in white and very happy. And he was upset with them. Why are you so happy that I lost all my money? Seems to me like you're very happy that I'm no longer a rich guy. Instead of having a field of 1,000, I only have a field of 100. So I'm low. No, we're very sad for you. Because you caused this all to yourself. And we're dressed up over here in white. I'm assuming it's because they're saying, now you became a Kohen, as the rest of Tosus says. Why didn't you give the proper amount of mice that you were supposed to? Originally, when you got the field and it was producing 1,000, you were the owner of the field. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the Kohen who took the 100 of Meiser. He gave it out to the Levim, so to say. You didn't want to do that. Shalom Frashta. So you know what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll own the field and I'll give you to be the Kohen. You want to be the Kohen? You want to keep the Maisa for yourself? Because on tape, you get the Maisa. You get 100. But the other 900, you're no longer getting. And this is the importance of a person to take off proper Trumas and Maisos. When you take off Aser, when you do your Maiser, it's Bishvil Shetis Asher, that you will become wealthy. With this, we conclude today's share.